well, if you don't get your radio on, I said, no. She said, well, the Camille, this hurricane is hitting the coast and it's just taking it. So I went back and asked my son, I said, did you know that Biloxi's being torn up with a hurricane? He said, yeah, I knew it. That's the reason I don't want the radio on. He didn't want to drive because he had stopped on Moyer River at a service station and got some gasoline, and they told him. So when we got home, he lay down and went to sleep, but I sat up with just a transistor radio and listened to that thing. So the next morning, he got up and he wanted me to go with him to Biloxi, and I said, why, son, we can't go down there. You know they won't let us in. He said, I've got to go and see if I got anything left. So we started, and we got a ways down, and both of us got so sleepy we couldn't travel, so we just parked the car and went to sleep at a service station, you know, and slept about an hour. And we waked up, and then, yeah, we got down there, well, the sun began to come out, and it got hot. And you could smell that stench, you see, of dead, you know, sea life, dead anything, you know. And when we got down there, well, we drove in. We got right to this place where he turns into his apartment, and this national garbage stand there, and he stopped him and told him, said, you can't go in there, through there. He said, well, I don't want to go through. I just want to go right up in this circle. I live up there. And he said, well, go right ahead if you want to do that. But I said, now, if you're going down on Highway 90, just park your car up behind the Vista and walk down there. He said, I don't want to go down there. I just want to go and see if I have anything left. And he went in. The rain had blown in this in the front part of his house, and the television antenna was down, and his garbage can blew away. That's all he had. But where they was a lot of them, there was a lot more people killed in Gulfport than there was in Biloxi.
Is that right up on top? Mm-hmm.
Both of them are together.
Well, but there was a lot of people, and especially in one apartment building that was several stories high, that people lived in those apartments, and it was Sunday night, but they were still having parties, you know, and a lot of people drinking and drunk, and they were wanting them to get out, and they were just having too good a time. They stayed with it, and it just killed everybody in it. And it blew up. It beat some of the boats that was, of course, most of the people got their boats out and took them in the back bay area, but there was two boats sitting in there that had come in from some other country that, you know, with supplies, and they just brought them in there and put them in the channel. That's at Gulfport. They have the deep channel there, and that's where the shipping, you know, where they bring in the boats that's shipping. And they jammed them together. They wasn't able to move them. They had to salvage those boats. And because they couldn't move them out there, they were jammed together. And the hurricane pulled them, you know, pushed them together. But it just did a lot of, just terrible, really. Even up as far as Hattiesburg, well, you can tell that the pine trees were blown down and twisted.
It was about 70 miles.
Destroying all the tunnel trees that Peking in.
Tunnel trees.
They have a place down there where they have a lot of tunnel trees. And they make oil from the nuts that grow on the trees. And they use it in refinishing furniture and stuff like that. It's a real, real fine oil. And then destroyed most of them. They don't have it anymore. Now that's at Dizzy Dean's hometown. Well, he really lived at Bond, Wiggins, close to Wiggins, Mississippi. You've heard of Dizzy Dean, I'm sure.
Oh, I've heard of Dizzy.
Yeah, well, he lived at Bond, which was about 3 miles this side of Wiggins, north of Wiggins, Mississippi.
I noticed as I came in yesterday, there's a place called Elvis Presley Farm.
Right.
Yeah, where he's born.
Elvis Presley was born and raised in Tupelo.
Oh,
right.